All right, we're talking about teaching Better Man Session 6, God and the Good Life. This is the session where we will be presenting Jesus as the second Adam. And if there's any point that we're going to lose somebody, this might be the point. Yet it doesn't really happen very often. We really don't see a lot of people fall off from this week to the next. Robert, give us some tips to help us ensure that we share the gospel in the best possible way with these men.
Yeah, by session six, I can promise you guys are locked in. So in starting session six, you're talking about God and the good life, and what you want to do is kind of present elements, sociologically speaking, that scientists have done that show what are the elements of people who really do live a satisfying life. And interestingly enough, what you find is that faith is a part of the good life, even from a secular standpoint. So be encouraged by that. That's how you're going to turn to Jesus in this session. Tim does a great job opening this session, so you might take a look at how he starts the session. You might also open with maybe a fun story of a guy who posted the definition of manhood, you know, at the athletic club in his locker to look over every time he worked out or something like that. Guys challenging one another on the definition this last week. Because again, the definition is what you want these guys leaving with when they've completed Better Man. As Mark just mentioned, session six is the session where you call men to trust Jesus for their lives. You're going to go through the elements of a good life. And then when you get to the part where it says, vibrant faith, you're going to move from that into presenting the gospel using 1 Peter as the way to break the gospel down. And again, Tim Lundy does a great job in doing that. And so you might just watch how he does that and then put your spin on it. You might even share as you're going through that how you came to Jesus and what points particularly relate to your conversion experience. But be sure at the end to give the gospel, to pray where guys bow their heads and have an opportunity to encounter Jesus and invite him into their experience to help them in their journey as a man. And then at the end, after you've had that pray with me experience, you're going to finish by encouraging any man in the room to share that they pray to receive Christ with the men at their table when they go to their table discussion time. I've been in a room where the presenter made this kind of appeal that when you're at your table discussion, if you pray with me to receive Christ, share it with the guys at your table, and then the guys can clap for you. And he finished and guys went to their tables. And then periodically around the room, you could hear guys clapping. It was such an encouragement. But you want to make this a very real celebration point as you finish this session six. So guys, as we promised at the beginning, when you were holding back on sharing the Bible and sharing Jesus, I mean, now we are in the full sunlight of Jesus. When we finish session six, you presented Jesus, you know, upfront and direct, and even had the men pray with you, and then even share it with their men at their table. So enjoy this session, and hopefully a number of guys will come to Christ.
You know, Robert, there are some people that this may not be something that is part of their tradition, something that they're comfortable doing. Yet we see that at this point in time in the arc of Better Man, men are really realizing their need for God in their life. And we're sharing the path with them. What words would you give anybody who's maybe a little bit hesitant about being this bold, you know, by actually asking them to pray and receive Christ right there in the week?
Yeah, I would say that this is an opportunity for you as a speaker to see God work in a powerful way.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. And even if you've not done this openly before because of maybe your tradition, I would still say go for it. Just go for it. You can watch Tim Lundy do it. He does it in a real sensitive way. It's not, you know, some hyperinflated pressure to to come to Christ. What he does is just simply lay it out. And he uses his own life. And that's what I think you ought to do. How did you come to Christ? Using these points of God moving on your life first, and then you responding, and then you coming to a place where you wanted to yield your life. That's what the First Peter passage does so well. So use that as your leaping off point. Let Tim kind of help you feel comfortable with that. But guys, be bold to say, guys, join me in following Jesus. And then just lead them into a simple prayer of opening up their heart and saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life and save me. And then go from there. And guys will. They'll follow you because they know, as a man, they need God to help them in this journey to authentic masculinity. And by the way, just so you know, when we go to session 7 after this, we're going to introduce how men join together in following Jesus and how men can privately meet with Jesus every morning looking into the Word of God.
You know, Tim Lundy, he was teaching this in Palo Alto, just outside of Palo Alto, California. He's got a bunch of software engineers on the West Coast, and seeing people come to Christ in that context, this really is an opportunity to see God at work. And the best part is, this is week 6. So if a man says, I'm going to put my trust in Jesus this week, he's got more weeks coming up ahead for him to really be able to follow up on that, really be able to expand and explore and get rooted in that. This is a really powerful opportunity to share Christ.
And when he goes to his table, if he's moved to even share that, you got to remember, you have table leaders. You have experienced men who will draw up alongside him and share. That's what I did. They will make him feel normal in doing that, not some kind of spotlighted strange person by having done that. They'll make him feel like, man, welcome to the family of God. I did that 20 years ago or 5 years ago. It changed my life. So let's join together and continue to grow as men of God.
Your context, your community may be different, but in the pilots that we've run Better Man in, we've not seen a significant drop off or anything really from this week to the next. So this really is a bold move, but it's something that men are hungry for, and the Holy Spirit's prepared their heart for,
that's right,
for this moment. So watch Tim teach this and gain as many insights as you can. Bring your personal experience to this teaching, and we pray the best for you as you teach session 6.